Hello, welcome to the podcast of Dystopia. Today's episode is going to be about a famous urban legend around Appleton, Wisconsin, Kate Blood. There's many stories that correlate with her and what she did, what she was, the first one being the most one that gets circulated around, which is her being an axe murderer and a witch who, I guess, killed her family, her husband, and supposedly the 2-year-old daughter, which we will get into more later. But then after killing them, instead of her getting caught, supposedly she had turned the axe on herself and killed herself because of what she had done. So,
with the next story, it has a rumor where her husband drunkenly killed her, which would make a little bit more sense just because her husband actually outlived her by 42 years. And with him being in the press as the editor, it makes sense, but it's
kind of like the perfect cover-up story.
Mm-hmm. But then again, yeah, I don't know. Because, like, even after her death, like, everything else in the news and the press just kind of stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all about her.
Just about her obituary.
Maybe it's because he did, maybe it's not.
But you also have to remember, there's no records or anything dating back to those days for mm-hmm. that family in Appleton. So, very well could have been the case. Of course, the biggest one that would make the more sense would be that she was on her way to visit her family down in the south for a warmer climate, because Wisconsin tends to get freezing cold in the winter, and I guess she had come down with tuberculosis, and she died in Lawrence, Kansas before she could even reach her family, and she was sent back up here, and supposedly that's when her husband found out, and that's when he started writing the obituary and everything like that. And like you said, everything else in the press stopped. It was only about her, which brings us to our next topic of this story, which is her gravesite. If you want to take that one over.
Well, where her grave is it's like looking over the Fox River,
mm-hmm.
and it is off of trail away from all the other graves, which
it's pretty hard to find.
Mm-hmm. Like, if you weren't looking for it, you would not find it at all.
Yeah.
So, there's another couple different stories about her grave. One is that she was so evil and that they didn't want her representing necessarily Appleton, so they excluded her and put her,
shoved her off into the woods.
Yeah.
If you were to look in the cemetery itself, if you were trying to find her, there are a lot of twists and bends that you have to go through in order to get to her. But another thing being that there are no other graves around her gravesite where she was laid to rest. There are no others. She's the only one in that area that is so secluded. Another story being that she was put there because she was loved and cared for, and she was a big part of the community, same as her father, who was actually the first chairman for Appleton. And he helped found all of the plots and set out all of the blueprints. So I feel like that one would also make more sense, though stories say otherwise, and it's more exciting to have it be, like, you know, evil and witchcraft and murder and death, but sometimes stories just are rumors. Stories and fake and everything like that, but as I said before, no records, no proof. So theoretically, any one of these three stories could be true. And we wouldn't even know. So, with the whole her daughter thing, there was no proof that she was ever actually pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Or if George, I believe his name was her husband, if it was even his kid or anything like that, because of the lack of information. So, for all we know, she could have been just married, never had kids, and just died as is.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, she could have had a kid. You know, there's so many other stories. She could have not liked the kid, and maybe that's the reason why the first story, where she was an axe murderer, she went crazy, or something like that. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many possible options and choices that go into this story.
Don't know.
And a lot of them just don't make any sense.
True.
Yeah. So I think that's all for now. Oh! There's a story I wanted to tell about my uncle. He had visited when he was in his late or early 20s this Riverside Cemetery in Appleton, and he supposedly saw two ghosts. One as a native who was in traditional gear and traditional wear and everything, dating back long, long time ago from the way that he looked, the way he presented himself, and he was walking with a, well, quote-unquote walking with a man who was elderly, and he was dressed as a plumber is what he told me, but he was running, looking for trouble, and I guess his friend was like, "Yo, man, you okay?" And he didn't say anything, and he's like, "You're white, you look like you just saw a ghost," which is kind of the irony in it, because he was the only one that saw the two. And as he went looking for them, not necessarily by Cave Blood's gravestone or anything, but as he went looking for them, they disappeared around a bend, which was really crazy, and he hasn't been back there ever since, except for the fact that you and I are going there tonight. So, I'm gonna keep it up. Oh my god. Keep it posted, is what I was trying to say. Yeah. So, you got anything else to add to this weird spinning story?
No, I think that's about it for now, but we will be checking back in after we've visited the gravesite.
Yeah, it's gonna be quite scary. I'm assuming by the time we get there, it's gonna be around 11. So it's gonna be right around the time, and it's gonna take us about an hour to find that gravesite. So, if we find any
spooky things,
see any ghosts or anything like that, or see the miraculous, infamous bleeding tombstone, which I highly doubt we're gonna see, you will hear about that.
Hear about soon. That.
It'll be a couple hours for us, but for this, it'll be like 5 seconds. So, we'll see you then. Deuces, my guy. So, another thing that I found out, just really quickly, there was another legend that arose from a small Portage County cemetery, and the grave of a Civil War veteran, Calvin Blood. There were stories that suggest Blood hung himself in a cemetery tree, and today blood will flow from the tree, it said. This is just a little short insight that there are very, like, prominent stories that surround with the last name Blood. That was a very common last name back in the 1800s, especially in this region. So, for them to be around the same area, well, not area, but in the same state, and for that to happen both similarly with the stories of the blood rushing out of the resting place and how they died, I just thought that that was very cool, so I figured I'd add that in there as well. Thank you.
So we ended up going to the graveyard, and we didn't get to see anything, unfortunately, because the gravesite was moved, but we did see other things in the graveyard. Lorelai, you want to tell them?
With me, I saw a lot of, like, black outlines of people, and I swear, I saw, like, something white, and it was following. Mm-hmm. But it was always from, like, a distance.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're gonna have a paranormal experience, nobody really wants to, like, hi.
How you doing? Yeah.
The one thing that I saw, and it really scared me, like, it's something that made my heart, like, skipped a beat. I was looking at a grave, like, giving my respects and everything like that, and then I, like, saw something behind it. It was a black shadow, and it almost looked like there were two yellow eyes, and it was staring at me, and it scared me, and that's when I rushed back up to you, because I was so scared.
A demon.
Demon. Devil child.
And we all. Anyways.
Nothing else. Unfortunately, I'm really sad that we didn't get to see the actual headstone of Cape Blood. That was kind of sad, considering it was moved. So now all we have to do is just go back one day and then ask the staff of the cemetery where they moved her to. Because all of that land is now privately owned by the apartments, isn't it? That's by it?
I think it's by the house that's right next to it.
Very well. Like the cemetery keepers or whatever they're called. I don't even know the actual term for them. But anyways, yep, that's pretty much all. So hope you guys enjoyed this episode. So
bye.
Deuces.